Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I want to fly away.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, yeah,
You can do that at karaoke.
Yeah. Man.
Little Lenny?
I love me some Lenny, dog. I've always been a big Lenny Kravitz fan. But that picture that went viral like a couple years ago when he was working out in the fishnet tank top and leather pants.
I guess he wears that all the time.
That's a man. Exactly. I said, that's a man who knows himself.
Yeah.
Have you ever worn a pair of leather pants?
Mmm.
I've tried them on.
No,
I tried it on a pair. Just not. No, they're not my style, man. It's just not. I tried them on, and I thought, because it was like a little.
What era, Randy? Are we talking about?
This is
Miami Randy.
Yes, it's Miami Randy. Yeah, but this was hot as hell in Miami. But this was like when I was like starting to get like the clothes that were getting fit made for you and stuff. And so the young lady brought these pants. She's like, oh, I think you would look good in those. So I was like, yeah, you know what? I had my Joe Burrow Fashion Week moment.
Yeah.
You know what?
You're thinking of maybe.
Yeah. You know what?
Maybe I am a fashion guy.
Let me see that right there. Yeah. So, man, Andy, put on the
black?
Black. Yeah, okay. Put on the black pants. Went and got the belt chain. Had the belt chain hanging. What else? She had me like a.
What shirt do you wear with leather pants?
It was like a. It was like a Lenny shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a Lenny looking shirt.
Because it would have to be.
Yeah, I was like.
You can't just wear a white tee.
I was like, I can't. I think my mom would talk about me so damn bad if she saw me with some other pants. Real quick, shout out to my sister, Kendra, just graduated boot camp and all that other stuff. She's up headed to Fort Stewart today. Her mama went to Virginia last night. So she's at Fort Lee. Mama's bringing her back. And then I think Monday she's stationed at Fort Stewart over in Savannah. But shout out to my baby sister. So proud of Kendra. So proud of Kendra. But yeah, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's certain I can't go.
Yeah, there's like certain
pants,
lines you can't
like
pass.
Leather pants. Because
that's just your change now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you go leather, you don't go back.
When you go leather pants,
yes.
A lot of other stuff now comes into play.
Yes, because you know what? The one thing
you might drink a Truly.
One thing, no, hell no.
I don't know.
They'll have
leather pants, mesh tank top.
They will have to funnel
it. You might have a truly.
They will have to funnel it through an IV, okay? To say that, Randy, this gives you a jump start. I would debate. But yeah, because growing up, I always wanted a leather jacket, right? And so, because all my friends had one. Mama couldn't get the real leather. So she got the pleather. It was real shiny, and you could tell it was fake as hell. But I wore like a mug. Had a little turtleneck up underneath it, sweating to death. But you wanted to rock the leather?
Looking like an R&B singer.
Hell yeah, that's great. Dog. Yeah, man. But yeah.
Never had a leather jacket either.
And even when I could start affording clothes, I never bought one.
Yeah.
I never bought me a leather jacket.
Yeah, that's never really been in my fashion wheel.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I haven't ventured that far one way or the other.
No, I'm pretty in the middle. Like
sometimes I think maybe I need to grow up a little bit.
And do what?
I don't know. I've been wearing the same kind of thing for so long.
But
I don't know, but just like,
what if
some button-ups.
because it looks like it's going to be out of our control. They're going to start having these cameras in here. Mm-hmm. Do you think they would come to us and like, okay, guys, we need you guys to dress a little bit more professional because you're on TV?
I once worked at a radio station where that was the policy. Because when you were on air, that meant you were on camera, right? And so you had to wear a collar, whether it was a button-up or a polo or whatever. Yeah, damn. I know. I don't know that that'll happen.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
They used to have a policy here that you couldn't wear shirts of teams that weren't from the state.
It wasn't a policy. It was a suggestion by another boss.
It was a strong suggestion.
That was the funniest.
And whenever I would wear my UW stuff.
That was the funniest suggestion.
I'd get a talking to. I didn't want.
That was the funniest thing because he would only be here when that happened.
I know. Because I wear a lot more UW stuff now than I used to.
Yeah.
Right?
But it would only happen.
Then the once in a blue moon, it would be like the Apple Cup week or something. Yes. And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to wear it on a Friday. And he'd be like, Mr. Bunker, you step into my office, please? Because that's how he talked.
Yes.
And I'd be like, yeah, I mean, you know, what?
What?
What? No one can see me.
Nobody.
And also, everybody knows I went to the University of Washington.
And nobody cares.
And if they care, they care positively. They don't mind that I'm a fan of a school that isn't in the state. They don't care.
But this is the thing about it, because I'm going to get to this college football stuff, thinking of college football. And say, for instance, we were going to another school. Like, say, for instance, we had to do something with Tech. And they said they wanted everybody to wear, like, some kind of Tech stuff. You know damn well. Like, when they were trying to make us wear all that Falcons, I was like, I'm not going to wear that. I mean, it's just something. I didn't play for the Falcons.
Sure.
You know, so I'm not going to wear it. Like, if we did from Georgia, they gave us something one time. Andy wasn't going to wear that.
No. I've always politely passed that on. Now, the Falcon stuff, fine. I got no problem. Yeah. I got no problem Falcon stuff, Hawk stuff, Brave stuff. I mean, genuinely fans of some of those teams.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, and it's no offense to any of the colleges, but I just wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I tell you who.
I wear two colleges. Three colleges, because I went to UW and Boston University. I wear a little App State because.
Tell you who made it. How about, I saw Haynes King was on SportsCenter today.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, there's that pub they're getting, man.
There it is.
I like that dude, too.
I do,
man.
Too.
I like him.
I do, too. All right, let's talk a little college football here ahead of what is going to be a fantastic weekend. Let's start with Kirby Smart talking about the Alabama quarterback, Ty Simpson.
He's a tremendous athlete. He played in games last year, and you watch all the snaps he took, and he has 60, 70, 80-yard runs that are, you know, running down the field, outrunning good defenses. So he's a talented player. I would say he's probably the hottest quarterback right now in all of college football.
I wouldn't go that far, but that's definitely, the good mentality to have when you're playing against him on Saturday. Fernando Mendoza's doing pretty good. Put up 63 last week.
Five tugs.
Yeah. Anyway, but that's the opponent on Saturday. He is playing better. We talked about this earlier in the show. He's the type of player that offense really wants with Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb.
Yep.
And I mean, we'll see. They looked really good against two inferior opponents. They looked really bad against Florida State. So
what killed Georgia last year in this game? One, they didn't adjust. They adjusted too late to what they wanted to do, and they could not corral the quarterback. Jalen Milroe was the biggest problem in that game. Now, Ryan Williams was awesome. We talk about the catch and all those different things, but Milroe's ability to get out of trouble was the biggest thing, and also the interceptions thrown by Carson and stuff like that. But
the slow start.
The slow start. They can't get off to a slow start in this game, man. They got to find a way to be able to get some consistent drives, run the football. It's not going to be easy because Alabama's big and fast up front.
Yeah, Jam Miller's back.
The secondary is okay. Their secondary is okay, mm-hmm. But no offense. Jam's back, and so they're going. You know, they're going to want to try to establish a run themselves. Georgia's got to rush the passer, man. They got to find out ways to get the quarterback on the ground. You can't let them sit back there and pat the ball. I know we talk about the Tennessee's offense is like nobody's in the country. It just is, and so you know you look at it from a standpoint of. Ellis the fourth and Lovett and those guys. Not Lovett, number six. That was on with this.
Oh, Dalen Everett.
Yeah, Everett, thank you. Yeah, that these guys will bounce back and have a better performance as far as because there's one thing that's not going to change. They're going to be a man-to-man. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a man-to-man. That's what Kirby believes in, and that's what they're going to be in. But they got to rush a passer, man. They got to rush a passer. I know there's still questions about who's going to be starting on the offensive line for Georgia.
Yeah.
They've got to open holes for the run game. They got to be able to run the football, and you need explosive plays.
Yeah, I mean, look, Gunnar Stockton coming off of the last performance. They're at home. It's going to be crazy on Saturday. All the stuff they've done to make Sanford Stadium a more, I don't know if intimidating is the right word, but just a harder place to play.
Yeah.
It just wasn't one of those places that got mentioned. You know, when you talked about home field advantages in the SEC, there was other schools that came up. I think Georgia has done a better job. I mean, they won 33 straight home games. So it's clearly, whether it's intimidating or not, it's really hard to beat Georgia at home. You know the two longest home winning streaks going?
Georgia and Washington.
That's right.
Did not know that.
That's right.
Did not know that.
And hopefully they can both keep those going on Saturday. I think one of those schools has a slightly better chance than the other.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Georgia's won 33 in a row. Washington's won 22 in a row.
I did not know that. Bad news out of Oklahoma, man. Just watching John Mateer goes down with a thumb injury.
He might have been the hottest
quarterback. He might have been the hottest quarterback, man. You talk about a month. As good as they've been past two big weeks of Michigan and then Auburn big wins, and for them to go down. We already talked about how crazy their damn schedule is.
Yeah.
So you lose your starting quarterback, kid that's playing as great as him.
And it sounds like, like you mentioned, a month, he'll more than almost guaranteed to miss the Texas game.
Yeah.
Which sucks, one of the big games on their schedule.
Because Texas goes to Florida this weekend.
Is that right?
Am I right? Abe, or is that next weekend?
I think it's next weekend.
Okay.
Chalk up the L for Florida this week, too. Who cares?
Damn, dog.
Defeated.
Damn.
Yeah, he was. What were you doing? Oh, he was telling me it's Dabo time. It's Dabo time down
there. There was a comment made that, Florida fans wouldn't welcome in Dabo based on what Clemson is right now.
It was we would.
Yeah, we would.
Absolutely.
Florida doesn't even play this weekend.
Oh, they're off? Okay.
How are you going to lose?
Okay. But, no, my thing is,
well, it's not going to help us win.
I think Florida is – I think the Gators, the Florida program is a proud program. All right.
Sure.
They've had some – they beat our ass, whatever.
Had some downs.
But for you to sit up there and say you don't want Dabo –
I didn't
Florida.
Say that.
No, I'm not saying you.
Right. That's crazy.
You go. Come on, man.
That's crazy.
Come on now.
By the way, the Oklahoma backup, Michael Hawkins, explosive.
Really?
He's a
very explosive runner. Okay. Now, the question is going to be the pass game for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other story that just popped out, it looks like for that big matchup against LSU, they're going to go with Trinidad Chambliss again.
I'm not surprised.
Stick with a hot hand?
Yeah, I'm surprised, yeah. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. Not surprised at all. You know what? I was thinking about, and I saw a clip a couple of days ago, because I was thinking about your father-in-law in Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
You remember when Lane left Tennessee?
I do.
You know how they almost burnt down Knoxville?
You remember
they almost burnt down Knoxville? That goes back to the whole Florida thing when people are saying they want Lane Kiffin. Why? Why?
They don't or they do?
They do. People are like, Lane Kiffin's at the top of Florida's list. Why?
I would take him.
Really?
At Florida?
Really? Oh, okay.
I mean, he's 4-0 again.
I'm telling you, I'm loving this discussion, though. Dabo, really? Lane. I mean, who else we want to throw in here?
I mean, right. Compared to the last five guys
I understand
had,
that, but I'm like,
you know what I mean?
I mean, is he going to bring Florida back to prominent?
I don't think, Spurrier level, but.
Why wouldn't you want that?
Well, I would want that.
Yeah.
Well, who's that?
Exactly.
Where's that
but
guy
But everybody's throwing a Lane out there.
But Lane's.
Lane's about to get it.
All Lane does is win at Ole Miss. Except for the big games, but.
Yeah, Lane's about to get another pay hike.
Florida would trade places with Ole Miss.
You're
the
damn
last
right. I get
however
that.
Many years.
But I think it's different in Florida. I don't know why.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm trying to say, right?
Because you played against that Florida.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you, at prices that get your budget. We'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Yeah.
That Florida, I don't know. They're the worst college football team in the state. They're worse than Miami. They're worse than Florida State. They're worse than South Florida.
I challenge North Florida to a game.
Central Florida would beat your guys' ass
right
now.
I said North Florida.
Florida International, maybe you guys could take them. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a different day. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Nope, Bo's not here. It'll be Abe. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.